Okay. My name's Bona, I'm a drug addict. Everybody, have a pause for some silent meditation followed by a syringe of prayer. Serenity prayer.
God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. I've just recently become conscious again, and I thought, since about 16, 17 hours of gap since I left consciousness, and since I left here, the chapters 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10 ready to be typed. It would be interesting, where we're at now. But I was just delighted to see all that material move to that point. Amazed. If I sounded a little worried early yesterday, I was. And I'm not breathing easy yet, but that was wonderful to see that material to that point. So maybe by chapters, Dwayne's got some depressing news for us about chapter 3. And let's go by chapters, like we talk about 3, and then talk about 4, and progress of each one. A little bit on stories. Tom will be down in a second. And anything else that needs to be discussed can be brought up in the course of all this.
I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi,
I don't think the news is that depressing. I know that Nolan and a bunch of other people put in a lot of hard hours on chapter 3, basically to expand the 4 3/4 to 5 pages that we had out of Lincoln. And as a result of the work, it evidently got cut to about 3 in a little bit. No?
When I quit
four in a little bit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, the thing of what we're going to do with that chapter is expand on. We knew that when we took the chapter 3 that it wasn't going to be long enough. We were already told it before we mentioned it. Some board, George said something to me about adding to that we should also add to it. I've got a few people working with me right now that have a lot of feelings about chapter 3, and I really like to continue on doing it. Whatever you want to do is after we're finished, that's fine. But they got their hearts set on chapter 3, and they put a lot of hours in there, and it's been a rough chapter because of the kind of outline that we got. People that are working on it, man, it's put a lot of effort, a lot of love in it, and they want to continue on doing it.
There's a beauty in why we're here, I believe, from the White Book. A little bit about being irresponsible and some of the things caused to others, ourselves, all that stuff. In short form, we use the sentences sometimes to establish topic headings and outlines in Lincoln. So if you're into expanding chapter 3, just get a little white booklet and we can get some material on that.
The beginning of chapter 3 is the title that's in the little white book, the preamble, or whatever you want to call it. That's the beginning of chapter 3.
It hasn't
been expanded on.
That can provide some direction for expansion. Another thing is once we get to draft stage, really good draft stage on all chapters, we might excise some material from the other chapters that would be relevant to chapter 3 and have it fit together real smooth and shape up fine. In other words, there might be some extra stuff in the other chapters that could be moved to chapter 3 and fill it out a very beautiful chapter. But if the work as it stands, and y'all have reviewed the paste-ups from Lincoln, make sure there's not...
We came up with a compromising idea reviews this morning, and I'm sure some of the other people would like to expand a little bit on what I want to say, too. In reviewing, just going down page by page, even the stuff coming directly out of the white book, the lead into chapter 3 has been expanded on almost to the max in chapters 1 and 2. And then as the new stuff comes in picture, especially on the first page, it goes into a lot of history about what AA has helped us to get here and everything else. But what we come up with was maybe a compromise to it, that we had already decided that all our history was going to go into an introduction. What we have here with the expansion on other stuff in history might be a good introduction.
Thank you. Chris?
I worked a little bit with chapter 3, and about the length of it, for one, why we're here is a pretty basic kind of subject, for one, and it's not something you can keep writing and writing on, because it's pretty self-explanatory,
Yeah.
It was bad, so we made it better, and I think that to try and make it real long would be a mistake.
That's what I'm saying. This is good material. It's really good material.
Okay, let's go ahead and get on to the next chapter as quick as possible. The group, this group consciousness now knows where the material of chapter 3 is, and we can be helpful with it, or at least we're informed.
So you're suggesting that we move it to the introduction?
Right. Not have this particular thing for chapter 3.
Okay, everybody knows where that work is progressing to. There'll be people working on chapter 3, between now and the next group consciousness. We'll just see what happens.
So that what we've been calling the beginning of chapter 4
would be chapter 3,
and then the next
however,
part of chapter
4
would be chapter 4.
Well, it's not being decided yet.
Yeah, the material.
I know, what I'm trying to do is, just in case anyone else is confused, because it's confusing. What you're talking about doing is here's these slots, let's say, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. We're taking the slot 3 and just going bloop, fuck it. Then we're putting it up into the introduction. Then we're going to have to slide up. Remember how big chapter 4 was? We're going to slide up the first part of chapter 4, and that'll be chapter 3, and then the second part of chapter 4 will be chapter 4. So, right. Okay. So we're going bloop, bloop.
I'm going bloop.
Okay. Now, chapter 4 going. See what happens when you leave 8 hours?
The real four. Not the group. The four before that.
Proofread and reviewed.
Proofread and reviewed?
Yeah, somebody else is going to say.
No. I'm Lori, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Lori.
We just got done with four.
What you have on four?
And first type copy from the paste, I'm Jim Mann.
Hi, Jim.
And I'm just looking over what we started, and then I went away, and they finished it. Four in the next stage. It's proofread and reviewed the first time, and ready for more review, maybe. That's the first part, Jim.
First part.
Steps.
Okay. Four in the next stage, actually?
First four steps. Through the
fourth
step, right?
Okay. So it's in progress.
It's in progress.
Toward what, the second grant?
Okay, and when I left this morning, I don't know if any more work's been done on it, but the second part of chapter 4 had been typed up second draft, and Jim had reviewed, proofread and edited the first section of it, and that has since been typed up in the third draft. That should be about, I don't, has anybody else worked on the second part of chapter 4 today?
Lynn?
Go ahead, just gave me this folder this morning, it's this chapter 4, you know, and it was all stuck in there together, and we just started going through it, and they typed up to steps, we typed up to step 8, and the people like Jim and Lori and Robert, I know, or those three people were reviewing that, and that's what they said, they got reviewed up to chapter, up to step 4. Okay, steps 9, 10, and 11 are typewriters right now. And if there's anything beyond that that's typed, you just haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, I was just curious.
Can I go on? Chapter 5 was cut and pasted, and it's being typed now. Because we went back and we took all the original paste steps. Go ahead.
Chapter 5, can I say something? Is being a problem with chapter 5?
It's the lumber is.
Is the groups come together on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
they're not. Well, I think it's something good that should be said anyway. So, what happened was when we had a real problem with, we had two different groups of people working on the same chapter, and that became a real problem because it was real hard to communicate. Because when you're with a group, right, everyone knows what's going on and what's been going on. So it works real well, and you have some flow in the group. But when they were separate, I think that it's real good we decided to do it together like we did way back when. We decided that one group would work on a chapter. I think we should try and keep it that way. We're doing it separately.
I make a motion that we make that kind of a rule.
I just think everybody should feel very, very uneasy to work on the chapter if they think somebody else is on the chapter as a group.
Sure, this worked out.
Because you just defeating their purpose.
This particular thing worked out great because our particular group of working chapter 5 couldn't come up with the what we needed. We gave it to Jim, who turned it over to somebody else, and we came up with a nice page.
So where is chapter 5 now?
Chapter 5 is in type and almost half proofread already.
Okay, so it's not fully been typed up from this morning?
Another half hour.
Huh?
Being typed.
Is it close to being completed?
Yeah.
As far as typing goes?
It's closer to being half typed.
Huh?
It's closer to being about halfway through.
Halfway through.
Chapter 6, we're going to get in a phone call tonight.
Yeah, I have a question about that.
Before we go on, chapter 5 is at what stage of development? About half right now? I'm writing little code words down, like chapter 1 and 2 good, chapter 3 cut, chapter 4 progress, chapter 5 one half.
Well, see, it's been cut and pasted.
Yeah, I know. It's being typed.
Half typing.
One half types. And chapter 6. I can say something about that because I'm almost in charge of it. I talked to Greg Pearson, Wolf Creek, Tuesday, Monday afternoon. And if you can imagine, like, just take your mind way out into the valleys and mountains of Oregon, and somewhere you come up on this little house and you hear this familiar noise. See, our conference is going on out there too. You can feel the energy well over there. He's writing in chapter 6. So, to get it here, he couldn't, you know, like a guard go through the thing floating down the river. And he's going to make it, we're going to call him, and he's going to call us back and dictate over the phone to our typist, and they will transcribe it and maybe tape the telephone call. So that if we have any questions on the material, we've got an audible base. And isn't that fantastic?
It's good.
So this is the guy that wrote the NAP. So. Apparently there are different ways to become founders of Narcotics Anonymous. He's sort of like the founder of our service structure, because he studied the Magna Carta, the AA stuff, and anything else that would help in outlined along common sense lines, proposed service structure for NA, which is one reason we're here today. He created the service environment that would support such a committee and such a conference as this one. So we felt like he would be a good man to do traditions work. Yeah, sure. Sure. But he's got some of that. Sure.
Okay. Last night before I left, I had a big envelope that's over there by the copy machine that was had some of the traditions from
they were kind of big?
Yeah, there was paste ups and I don't know, somewhere along the line I lost my train of thought, forgot I was copying them, and I came in this morning and there was this big empty envelope there. I don't know where, you know, if anybody copied them and put them away or something.
I found them in the files standing up, and they're in there. Some long sheets of paper.
Yes.
Why don't you go pull those for him now? We found them.
I bet.
That's a very good thing to bring up here. Everybody should be aware that when you start on these sessions, you're generally pretty fresh, and by the end, you're pretty beat.
Yeah, this is
And try to pray for God to send you some kind of reflex action that says, I need to be putting this material somewhere up instead of just leaving it out. Maybe we could just have a table scooted into that corner and just, you know, let it be known that, you know, people can safely leave material there and it won't be, like your stack won't be bothered or something. Because that would be, you know, just that simple thing would be infinitely superior to leaving around on the various tables, and yet it'd be something that we could do ourselves without having to actually have it bound and put in the trunks. Would that be okay with everybody? Somebody snatch a table and just throw it over there. Where's the good table?
Right behind you.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, we'll do that right there.
Yeah, we'll do that right after this. Are there any questions about chapter 6? I think, you know, in all fairness, the rainbow material should be researched, the mainland material should be researched, and the importance of the traditions is they allow the atmosphere of recovery, the climate of recovery, to exist so a person can work the 12 steps. And that makes it pretty doggone important. It also means that everybody is at this conference has been at a meeting and thought, I'm in a meeting, why do I feel like shit? You know? And that was because the tradition was being violated. And I mean, it's just about uniformly so. I've never been in a meeting where I didn't get a lift unless there was one or more traditions being violated. And so think about it, and, you know, the truth that might come out of your, you know, personal contributions to tradition material would help this book right along, help this chapter right along. And you might note down a few things that have happened in your experience that were major or upsetting to yourself or another member or group that involves traditions. Just make a little list of things or little notes on it. And then when you're looking over the chapter on traditions, say, now, is this covered? Is this covered? And that'll have to be, you know, achieve a lot more completeness. Yeah?
I have a question, Bob. I'm Molly and I'm a drug addict.
I'm Molly.
When this guy calls from Wolf Creek tonight, we're going to be typing while he's on the phone. We're going to be typing up what he's saying to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to say something about that, and then I think that that's going to cause us a lot of problems if if someone's listening to them on the phone and trying to type, or however, I don't know how y'all plan to set that up. I think that it would be easier and less complicated if we just tape, had him read over the phone what he's got, and we recorded that, and then after that phone call is completed, then we start to type.
Well, I asked him how much he had. He said about 10 or 15 pages. But, you know, this guy's one office. I mean, you know, 2 days have elapsed since then. You know what that might mean?
Yeah.
And Joseph knows where there's some, office equipment that maybe he could call and dictate it. And then use this dictaphone type, you know, you can advance and back up the tape real easily. And we'll do our typing, then call him back and like read our writing back to him or something quickly. He's going to pay the phone bill on this. He's real serious and dedicated. But, we'll work that out. And I don't think it'd be quite as problematic as it would seem. It'll just be a little bizarre and interesting.
If it'll be typed from dictaphone, I've had experience with dictaphone before, and I'd be willing to volunteer.
You got it, babe.
Right.
We got a date at 10 o'clock. And what about the dark dances, parties, birthdays, and all that stuff tonight? We'll just have to break off if necessary. 10:30. We'll be wherever it is. Okay, that's chapter 6. But, you know, everybody here, has anybody ever had experienced the horror show of tradition violation?
Yeah.
Huh?
Have you?
Traditions being violated, the guy that just screws up the atmosphere of recovery and you just want to throw up and all this kind of shit. You have. Huh?
Yesterday you said something about we were given these rooms because we were going to rent the room. We should at least pay $1 a day for these rooms or something. And not take these rooms free.
What?
We should not take these rooms free. We should, at least pay a couple of rooms.
No matter how minimal. It doesn't matter the cost.
But isn't the guy donating to us in the program?
It's against their traditions. It's an outside, this university is an outside entity.
Yeah.
I think the thing about that, though, is that some rooms are being rented at this.
Yeah, but that's individual.
Yeah.
What's a dollar? And we can talk to the person we're doing to just make them up for $1 a day or something like that.
All right.
So we just can stay with our conditions and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Somebody bring that to the attention of Kathy or Joseph. Thank you, Mom.
Drug addict.
Right.
In keeping with what Nolan said over here about paying a token price, now this is getting back into what we were talking yesterday about having to get the 1,000 copies published of the book. Sit down. Couldn't we, if we could get somebody to print it for us, would it be against tradition? We're talking about today at the Memphis House. Would it be against tradition that if somebody offered to print it for us to pay them just a token price for them to print it? See what I'm getting at?
And or pay them later.
Yeah, right. There you go.
If they're strong enough.
Would that be within?
We know we paid them.
Yeah, either way.
Okay, then is it breaking tradition to have some? Didn't somebody offer a credit for us?
No, that would not be a breaking tradition if you did it that way. Yeah.
Hey, Gary, I'm Addy.
Hi, Gary.
I haven't went into my tradition a little deep, anything, but I don't, would it be against a tradition to, ask someone to help us and then pay them for the services?
No.
I don't think maybe I can work something out. possibly, you know, we could do it that way. I'm not trying to scheme a way to get
it. Yeah, who to do it?
It's a school that I used to go to.
Why don't you just contact them and report this group consciousness? And if it's late, you might run and do that now. Okay.
Pardon?
Yes, back to the chapters.
Can you use Coke?
Huh?
There is no coffee. Can you use Coke?
Yeah.
Cool.
I know when to dump it on the floor. Okay, well, if nothing else, just think about traditions, and then when we review in chapter 6, you know, we'll get down to it. Chapter 7.
Oh. Huh?
Seven is recovery and relapse. Recovery and relapse.
It's from San Francisco. The one that...
Yeah, I got recovery and relapse.
Okay, we know it's been typed. Has it been any more work done on it?
I'm trying to get the committee to go over when it says it's been done. Okay,
chapter 8?
That was chapter 8.
Is it marked 8? Go change it.
Okay, I'll get one.
Definitely 7. Okay, 8 is we do recover.
It's typed and it's ready for review.
Woo!
All right.
That's good. Make this somewhat a standard since we're getting you know, away from our thing originally trying to do each chapter in order, because I think that would require that everybody 2 or 3 days ago had had the training experience that they will achieve probably Friday or Saturday coming, for us to work really on one chapter at a time. And just every time we have group consciousness, it'd be understood that, you know, we want reports from anybody that knows anything about progress on the individual chapter. And then let that be kind of like our standard opener for the group consciousness. Is there any other thing that needs to be discussed?
She's tied in this.
I'm doing 9.
Which one? 10?
Huh?
10?
9.
9, chapter 9.
Okay, that's what Linda said, it's being tied. Okay, one thing that's fixing to happen here, it's probably pretty obvious to everybody, but, you know, let it be clarified, is the work from Paystop. Oh, I never did get a clear answer to the question about, did you all compare the Paystops from Lincoln with material in chapter 3? There was like some paste-up material from Lincoln on chapter 3. Was that compared with written material? In that little 5 pages?
There was, I think it was like nothing from Lincoln. Oh, no, we were working on it upstairs, right? Listen,
very simple question.
Yeah, let me
working on chapter 3.
We didn't compare it because we couldn't bring it upstairs when we were working on it.
You couldn't bring it upstairs? Yes. Why not?
Oh, that was my fault. That was before I saw the minutes that we had that extra room upstairs, and they called down, and they're in a room upstairs, and I didn't know it was a conference room. And I said I didn't want the material to leave the conference floor.
All right, somebody do that. Somebody take the time to look at the material in chapter 3 and compare it with comprehensive paste-up. Hopefully right after this consciousness. Okay? There might be extra material in there, see? it's already been sorted out and plugged into that chapter. Okay, well, how does everybody feel about all this?
Yay.
Yeah.
I can't believe we have all that much done.
Yeah, you get it all typed up and you know what happened in chapters 1 and 2. Then you got something to talk about and work on. And if you review it as a single workshop, it just keeps getting better and better until it reaches some point of reasonable completion. I hope that once basic continuity and order has been established within a chapter, that chapter's never cut and pasted again. Maybe a few paragraphs can be, you know, taken from here to there, but the whole cut and paste and have to retype it and all that stuff. Ugh.
I think that's a really good.
Once you've got that basic continuity and flow established, I think it ought to be preserved somewhere. The same way a good paragraph ought to be preserved. Sure, you can write another good paragraph with the same material. But I mean, if you got a good paragraph, just improve it and be done with it.
Well, if we're talking about writing, I never went to school or anything like that, but like I write a little stuff here and there for literature and, what I'm trying to ask is it would be a whole lot easier for me to worry about just flat out getting the basic idea across rather than trying to write something that sounds good and interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like just, you know, the dog is black, you know, and then everybody knows it. There's a dog, and that dog happens to be a certain color, which is black. Instead of saying the big dog was a certain dark color, black, you know. I mean, like, yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But I mean, I just want to know what to do, because I can do it either way.
And yeah, well, say what you mean.
He was in great pain.
Yes.
Yeah. Say what you mean.
Yeah.
Swim. S-Y-S-Y-W-M. Say what you mean.
I'm going to leave that, all that descriptive.
Just leave it out. Don't even fuck with it in the first place, okay?
One of the things I've seen, I know I've been breaking in all this. I'm Gina, I'm an addict.
Hi, Gina.
The things I've seen that have been the hardest to take have been when people, you know, the literature where you have to, like, cut out, you know, it's cut and paste, and there's like this whole page, and you end up with two sentences out of it. It's when they get real flowery. And all these acid heads talking about God. I'm an acid head. You know what I'm saying? The thing I admire most in your writing is how you come to the point right then and there. And probably other people, that's what they see too, so why don't you just be yourself and do it like that?
I like the way he sneaks up to the edge of something that's going to be like, he's going to say that, and he makes it all come out. Sight and reach and stuff, I like
it. I just got to leave here and go apply for a goddamn job.
Well,
Gary,
thank you so much.
Okay, well, where are we going to go from here? What, instead of absolutely fragmenting and just going off and, have tiny committees on each chapter, would y'all rather, I think chapter 3, if somebody could just check against pay stuff, let that be enough for now, but how about if we was to home in on 4 and 5, try to get those some bitches as good as one and two.
Okay, can I say something there or ask something? I would like to know, this is my first comments, I would like to know, since I've been in on chapter, the second part of chapter four, we originated it from Paystubs and have developed it up to the point that it's at, and would it be better for me to remove myself from that chapter? I see, like maybe I know too much about it. Or would it be better for me to stay with that chapter?
You can answer basic questions and have it work no more quickly.
So I should stay with it, right?
Yeah. If you get a question, they'll kick your ass out. Same page, you know? It really needs you on chapter 9.
Yeah.
But really, being able to answer those basic questions can save the group's time. And if something's unclear, at least you can provide what was meant, what was intended. Teresa?
Is that what you were saying about being there the whole time? I don't know, but I found with me, if the sentence is unclear and I'm there to explain it, maybe an unclear sentence is getting put in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We understand all of that.
Yeah. And also, if we're going to be working just on 4 and 5, because...
No, I'm saying, what do y'all want to do as... Obviously, I'm not talking about the whole group just restricting the entire effort to 4 and 5, but wouldn't it be nice later on tonight, sometime, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, say, chapter 4 and chapter 5 are done, yay! You know, if chapter 3 is weak, I recommend after the little comparison is made, just kind of let it sit there and cook. Been on the slow burner and get this material in from Wolf Creek tonight. Try to get 4 and 5, you know, to the stage where 1 and 2 are. And then we'll go on to 7 and 8 and 9 or 10 as Wolf Creek material will be in. But let the primary effort be on chapter 4. If you know, there's a certain amount of work that can be done by the committee, by the workshop, let extra people go on to chapter 5. It's one half typed. That means that very shortly it's going to be all typed up. And you can start getting it as good as chapters 1 and 2. And then you start getting a feeling of completion about it. And then you move on to, by that time, maybe 6 and 7. You know, get this, you know, progress.
Chapter 7 looks real good.
I love San Francisco.
It's all typed and double spaced. It looks real good.
They got some good writers as well. Yes.
My name's Gary, I'm a drug addict. Hi, Gary. I called East High School and he said, bring it over, let him look at it. And tell us what to do with it.
We'll see you later. You mean when it's done?
Yeah, bring the book over to him, and whether it needs to be stapled or glued, you know, he needs to look at what he needs to do before he says that he'll do it. You understand?
Yeah.
And he said that now the way we got it fixed is that we can't, that he can't do it for free anymore, but it's not much. He said, you know, it's cut a whole considerable lot. So it seemed, you know, God,
well, let's clap for that phone call. I will say this, does everybody concur about the agree on chapter, this thing about the run of our effort being on chapter 4, and then if there are extra people that really can't help with what's being done, they should pitch in on 5. If something worked out, there were extra people, they could go on to 7, you know, but let the body of the people be working on it. Go ahead and get 5, the point of 1 and 2, before we let go of it. All right, and then naturally we're excitedly going to 7. Everybody agrees with that? Think that's a good way to do it? Yes.
Well, I know I just started working on 7, like just getting the copies in, and I was getting committed because it can only have so many people, and there are like all kinds of loose people floating around, so I think
yeah, let's tighten that up.
It's
you know, there's a thing with an automobile, if you don't take it to the tune-up shop every now and then, you got the same amount of gasoline in. But, you know, just the looser things you get. But it still runs, sort of, but there's a lot of wasted.
My car?
There's a lot of wasted. I'm going to leave that to you, George. But, yeah, you keep one good, tight workshop going here on this chapter, and then another one clearly over here.
Right.
With some people helping out with typing clearly at this typewriter and that typewriter and that typewriter. And, you know, get work done festival. And this is serious biz. We may not make it. We might be off to have come so far and not make it, not get it done.
What? Well, I didn't hear
it. Huh?
Yeah,
wouldn't it be awful to have come so far and not get work done this week?
I still don't hear you.
Right on.
Okay. We did check out the Joseph Van conversation between 300 more coming from World Lit account in Atlanta and 250 from San Francisco. What's held in the account now, we think we have about $1,000 available funds at the end of this conference. We also have an option to have somebody loan us $1,000. And we also have the options of me and Joseph calling cities and asking for financial help, or sending out letters to 1,200 members and groups. And we decided not to do either one of those, but just to ask, you know, LA to call LA and Philadelphia to call Philadelphia and so forth, and let that be it.
This loan, is that from a member?
Huh?
This loan is from a member?
You'll have to ask Joe about that.
That's okay. He can loan it to Joe, and then Joe can loan it to us.
Yeah. But whatever, it would, you know, it wouldn't be a donation.
Yeah.
And I would think that we can get by without that. We don't need no crutches. And I mean, in a sense, crutches is bad for me, boy. I can give in to crutches pretty damn easy.
$1,000,
pretty needed. Yeah, in the pinch, sure. I know we'd pay it.
So you're saying that when all's done and told, when we're out of here Sunday night, that if we need it, we got $2,000. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, unless something changes.
But the approximate thousand without the loan, how much is this
coming in from cities already? That's what's coming in from cities already. The balance.
I think $2,000 or $1,000, you know, in one day deserves a round of applause.
Those monies were sent to support this conference itself. And see, we've just been fortunate and frugal. And, you know, that just happens to be the case. I don't accept any personal responsibility for it. I mean, the city's the ones that sent it in. Jim?
We're starting to make some of these calls and think about them. And I personally just had some feelings about them, wanting to get some thoughts on it. So I called Wolf Creek and shared with Greg a bit about it. And he said something that kind of reinforced how I was feeling last night about this whole thing, that just a little bit funny, I don't know just why, but about asking groups for money. And maybe the proper approach would be to ask for personal, you know, donations from members. And Nolan and I talked, you know, thought that sounded real good and started to share on it and took our phone books. I don't know what we've got. We've got about maybe 35 names of people that we feel comfortable, real comfortable about asking for $50 or more. And I feel like if we look through, you know, our personal phone books and some ads with some clean time and write them down and kind of keep a master list of that, and if everybody will share with us that in their experience, that we can come up with 150 or 200 names of ads with some clean time that we can feel comfortable about asking for that kind of money, $50 about. We could, you know, 100 acts for $50, that's the money we can, that's the money we need.
Wait a minute, you had an order.
If anyone called anyone to ask for money, I think people should call their own people. Because I know if I got a phone call from some motherfucker I never met asking me for $50 for the book, I'd tell them to get lost. Yeah? And what the fuck? I thought there were no dudes or thieves and yeah.
But then there are books.
Yes.
Steve?
Is it acceptable for a member to get a personal loan and then personally loan it to the program?
No, you'd have to get a personal loan and pay it back yourself. You know, unless we're talking about a need for
yeah.
A need for a lot of money. And like that $1,000 we talked about might be handled that way. I really like to see us not use that.
Yeah.
I think we can do it among ourselves and it'll be better for unity. I mean, this has been our book. Look around you.
Where, said yes, they were going to do
where are the doctors? The where are the professionals? Where are the people that run the world? This is our book.
Well, we said yes, they were going to do it, so I don't see the problem.
Okay. I like your idea about that, Jim. I think that's a very inspired viewpoint. And the groups do need their money.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. All the groups, you know, dump their week or 2 weeks treasury into this.
Speak up.
If every group dump, you know, their whole pot into it, like, you know, like just like you suggested for a week or two, I was just wondering how many of them groups would fall because they couldn't pay the rent the next, you know, they could put it off maybe for a while, but, you know, just that struggle for some groups is just going to be put them under, and, you know, and, you know, that's where an act needs to go, you know, to get the book. And if you can't go to there, then, you know, that's kind of like defeating our horses.
I don't know. In a sense, I think that a serious sum could be raised more from calling members. But I think there's something spiritual, you know. I serve several groups, and my home group survivors would love for them to put $10, $15, $20 into this. Friday night, love to put, you know, $20, $25 into this. It's a part of it. It's a unifying thing. It's symbolic. It's not the cash value of it. And you know, NA don't depend on where we meet. We can meet in the street, though, if we had to. Pain patch. But, you know, I wouldn't want to see us putting serious pressure or harmful pressure either on the group or service committee.
That's what I was just trying to get out.
That's not our will. That ain't going to happen.
I don't think they had to meet the street, but, you know, maybe for 1 or 2 weeks they can sacrifice the coffee and the sugar for
we got like the money for a good birthday. You know.
I don't really think they have to really write the order to that. I think we have enough members. I was thinking, we were talking, like, there's certain people in every area that are hustlers. And you hit the key people in the key area, man, we're
going to
get
a lot of money.
The more than $6,000. $6,000. No, some are more upset. We got complacent. We got on this program. Very few of us are really getting involved. But the more I think about it, $6,000 is not a lot of money.
Not for this kind of project.
For any kind of project, not a
problem. Well, it's another thing. I can think of several people from back home that wanted to come to this conference that several things stood in the way of them coming. And, you know, I know when I talk to them, I'm going to say, hey, don't you think you would have spent, you know, $100 or $200 coming to this conference just driving down and driving back, you know?
Yeah.
And living here, you know? Well, you want to be a part of? We have this book and there's a chance. There's just a chance if we don't have the money that we might not really have it. We have it, but we don't have it. We have it, but we don't see it. If you want to be a part of, you know.
We talked about it earlier, is that one of the things I don't like to do when we do the phone calls is not to throw the guilt trips. What I like to do is when we get on the phone to talk to our people back home, it's like, I won't mention that, there was somebody here yesterday that did a lot of typing there. And she asked me, would it be, you know, she'd like to get involved with something else so she could feel more part of it. And I asked Linda to be all right. She says, okay. But then I thought about it this morning that everybody that's here, no matter what the hell they're doing here,
they're an integral part of what's happening here. And so when we call these people up around the country, we're asking them to do is they would like to be part of this book, because I really believe that we're making some kind of history here. You know, I mean, if you really think about it, man, history is being made here. And the people back there, I will ask them, we don't want to put no guilt trip on them, because we want them to give with love. We want this book made out of love all the way. And we ask them back there, hey, you know, we call you to give you the opportunity to be part of this book. And this is what we're doing. We want to give them a little history rundown, if you like. Have a little, write up some, you know, a little pitch.
We did that at Lincoln, and it's way on into time to start doing that now. I think some people are already doing it, but the little miracles of getting here and the little miracles that have happened since we've been here, we know the book's the big miracle, but write down some of those little miracles of sharing. I treasure that. I just sit around.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the hustling now. We hustle the money. You know, they can in turn do it, because we're only going to call the people that we know that we can call. Mm-hmm. And one thing they can do, see, we overlook too, we're looking for $50 ones too, and that's fine. But also, like, say you call me, and I was in L.A., and I say, okay, I'll donate $25, right? But that's still not enough. Say, you know, whatever you give, why don't you do this? Give this address, and give it to everybody at meetings, and tell them, hey, every dollar counts. If they send us 50 cents, fine. If they send us a dollar, fine. You just send, if he passes enough of them out, you know,
some anonymous person is going to,
you know,
send,
like,
some
it's
money.
Going to, it's like a pyramid. It will spiral. It will, you know, it'll be all of a sudden, hell, this was easy. I have to get $6,000.
Joe's point. Joe's point is, if we don't begin an all-out effort like that on a Wednesday, which happens to be this Wednesday, we ain't going to have it on a Monday, which happens to be Monday less than a week away. And that's the Monday that we could take something to the printer and they could start doing it.
Well, all we have to have is $1,000 to get started. We'll get started. Yeah. And when we go back, I don't think we should stop the thing.
True. But we ought to begin the serious effort to raise funds to produce 1,000 review copies of what we get.
Yeah, we'll try that.
To the fellowship as a whole. And we should begin that serious effort right now. Phone calls, plans, you know, all kinds of plans be activated now.
But being long distance calls, get prepared, you know, something, prepare what you're going to say, because you're going to be talking long distance and the stats will be scattered, you're not going to get the real message across. And what I would do is I would write some kind of an outline for yourself, you know, so you could have some idea what you're going to say. And also make sure that you got the address, the post office box number, and the zip code from Memphis, Tennessee, because if they do say, yeah, where do I mail it to? They'll say, wait, hang on, I'll be right back and we'll find out. It there.
Good, I
got that information if anybody wants it real quick altogether.
So we're talking about two plans. Go ahead and get ready to write down the address. We're talking about two plans. One is to give a service structure that's anonymous or less, something to do, and call regional and area chairmen and maybe groups. And two is to call members. One is to appeal for funds through service structure and appeal for funds directly to members. That's the two things. Go ahead and call out, Jim.
Okay, the checks can be made out and they can be addressed to W period, L period, C period, dash 3. P.O. Box 41323, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. The phone number here that might want to be right beside that is 901-452-3020, extension 723. And also a few of the little things that we kind of had on like outline form, thinking about this, these calls, where, you know, that we have a book, that we're ready to go, but that we need money to get it out to the fellowship so it might be approved, and we only have 20 days to do that, and that
from scratch, make the plates and get the print done, all the
and maybe also while we're talking to somebody, if you know, if we could also say that if the group or the person wants to support, they could send us a letter or telegram while we're here and urge us on. You know, we can use all sorts of support and prayer.
And remember to mention the you know, what we're asking for money for in terms of hardware is the 1,250-page book that's produced from scratch in a 2-week time. And I mean, I don't know if any of y'all do any place orders with commercial vendors and stuff like that, but I mean, they'd look at this order and they'd want a couple of months to think about somebody, you know. God willing, we'll come up with somebody to jump on immediately. Yeah?
How many, so you need a thousand copies of this book? A thousand copies. 250 pages. All right, I'd like to ask one more question. Who can I get with about to about whether or not we can make it, you know, how the book's going to be constructed? So well, we talked about a slot in it instead of these little round holes, the little slots, and then one of those plastic things that reaches around it. Yeah, you seen those?
Plastic binder. And then you can lay the material out flat like this, or you can bend it backwards and read it. Read it, and read it. Because that just seems like a simple enough, nice enough way to go without getting into major binding expense. Joseph has got two machines that after it's slotted, you know, put the little plastic things on it. And plus, it may not be 250 pages, it might be 300 or more. But for a target, just say 250-page, you know, 1,000 copies.
And this printer also made another stress on the point to me. He said, I need to know how much time, you know, I need to know how long it'll be before you need the book and all that.
Shop them.
So well, that's what it's about,
need
people.
To get things going.
Yeah, the need for action now. Because the, you know, the pain's moving right along here, and we just don't have much time. But I don't think we could go on with this without getting into redundancy, but you know, we'll review it some more at next consciousness. Back now. Okay? Thank you very much. Love you.